It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. My friends in California rooting for the Dodgers. My friends in New York rooting for the Yankees. Or maybe rooting for neither. Thank you so much to our super producer and host. He's in New York as well. Ryan Hickey. You can always listen to this show starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That means we've been hanging out for an hour already. Where have you been? You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to be hanging out for 3 more hours. We got Monday Night Football kicking off in about an hour. New York Giants in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Russell Wilson making his second start. Clock ticking on everybody with the New York Giants. Let's see if they could just maybe possibly get a win in the process. And then we got the World Series, Game 3 of the World Series tonight. The Dodgers versus the Yankees in the Bronx, New York. Shohei Ohtani's going to play. They popped that man's shoulder back in and they said, get back to playing baseball. What else do you know how to do? And then Aaron Judge, well, the man is batting 111 here in the World Series. Ouch. He's swinging at everything right now. Like everything. Even things he's not supposed to swing at. Man, we have so much to do. Thank you to Mike DeFabo for joining us last hour from The Athletic. Came through and gave us a preview of Monday Night Football. The Steelers have won 13 of the last 14 Monday Night Football games that they have been in. That's crazy. I've said it so damn much at this point, it's like the Giants are going to end up on top. It's like they're going to end up with the victory. We'll see. I don't know. I'm not banking on it. We've had a very Twilight Zone-esque week 8 of the NFL season. We talked about some of it. The Jets and the Dallas Cowboys are done for the year, if you ask me. Going down in flames, both of them. Trayvon Diggs is yelling at a reporter yesterday. We got Tyreek Stevenson deciding not to play defense on a Hail Mary pass yesterday from Jaden Daniels. Ended up losing the game. He tipped the ball into Noah Brown's hands and they lost. Anthony Richardson, you got an NFL quarterback who said, I'm tired. I'm going to sit down, man. I ain't got time for this. I'm sitting down. I'm tired. Hickey, did he specify, was he gassed? Did he need like oxygen? What did he need?
He didn't get any oxygen. He just went over to the sideline, took a knee. He did run a lot, I guess to his credit, defense, okay. Two plays in a row. But again, I've never seen a quarterback say, I need out here. So
okay.
Yeah, man, no oxygen, just sat there.
I never seen Mike Vick say, I want to sit down.
Same.
Never saw Randall Cunningham say, I need to sit. Never seen Lamar Jackson say, I'm done. You know, never saw Cam Newton say, we've seen Cam Newton cry. I never seen him cry in a game. Damn. Hickey, your quarterback is soft, man. He's soft. He's soft, he is.
I can't fight back. You're right.
He's tougher than me. Like in the NFL world, he's tougher than me. I'm soft, but for what he does, he's soft, man.
I can't disagree. Sad, but it's true right now.
And you know, forget the Hail Mary. Let's talk about the guy who threw the Hail Mary yesterday. Like, that's a tough guy. Jaden Daniels is a tough dude. You know, we talked about it all last week. Took a look at this man who had the busted up ribs and whether or not he was going to play. And I'm like, he's going to play, but he's not going to run around. He's going to take it easy. This dude, Hickey, they gave him a shot. It didn't hit his lung, okay? It did not hit his lung, but they must have gave this guy a shot because he was moving around and playing like there was no issue. He passed for 326 yards, rushed for another 52. Now, that ain't somebody with some busted up ribs picking up yardage on the ground. And most times I'm saying, I ain't running. I'm going to stop because I don't want to get hit in the ribs again. And this matchup that we got between Jaden Daniels and then you go ahead and take a look at Caleb Williams. Yeah, we might be seeing this matchup for a very, very long time. Washington is 6-2. Who's expecting that? I thought that the Washington Commanders, I thought that maybe at best they would have finished at like 500, and here they are. People like Dan Quinn. He's a very likable guy. People love Jaden Daniels, and people love him for reasons like this. Take a listen. He was asked, you know, how the heck did you get that Hail Mary to be so successful? Like, he has something to do with it. He had a simple answer. Listen to this guy.
None, really. No. Just throw the ball up, give my guys a shot. I didn't see anything. No, not really. I just heard people screaming in our sideline rushing the field. So that's how I knew.
Yeah, the Commanders ended up winning 18-15. Hickey, did you see there was a news reporter who was like at the end of the game, he was starting to get his fan reaction wrap up. This was a D.C.-based reporter, and he was putting in his report, and he was talking to some fans. And while he was kind of writing the obituary a little bit is when they caught the touchdown, the Hail Mary. And everybody just went insane.
That's cool. No, I did not see that. Oh, I got to look for it. It's good, huh?
Yeah, I'll try to send it over. It's like everybody's sad, and then all of a sudden, boom, they realized the ball was caught. And that was it. It's somebody who, you know what, a matter of fact, let's listen to the final call. This is from Brian Weinstein. This is from the Commanders Radio Network.
He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up, fires. Heads towards the end zone. It is
man, see, Hickey, it sounded like that, except for this was a news guy, you know, a little bit different, a news guy.
Were they a little more sophisticated, a little more, you know, buttoned up and talking in structured sentences, because this is the big, hard-hitting news?
Yeah, this is how the news guys talk, back at 5, right? Stuff like that. You could, Hickey, why are you not doing news? Why are we not doing news?
Because we're not professional enough.
No, we could be. We get fired soon. Hickey, we should do news, which we're not close together. If you put me and you in a suit and tie next to each other and gave us a news desk and asked us to look sophisticated, you know what we would be, you think?
What's that? What do you think would be?
What's the black and white guy on SNL?
The Weekend Update?
We can steal that for sports. Let's do it.
Man, stabbed to death. More at 11.
What? That's what they do. They do fun stories, not people stabbing each other. Why'd that come to your mind? What are you thinking
about? Because I was just going to say, I don't think we could hold it together as you talk about serious news stories. That's why the news people are always so serious, because they, you know, they're talking about real things here.
No.
I don't think we could deliver, you know, death news over the air. You're saying just comedy.
Oh,
like,
look.
News satire.
I don't know if some of these things are comedy. I see... Tom Brady's ex-wife, who has more money than him, is now pregnant by the man who taught her karate, right? Is that what it is?
If you had to report that in the news, how would you go about, you know, reporting that to the folks?
Breaking news from TMZ. Gisele Bündchen, ex-wife of Tom Brady, is reportedly pregnant by the man who was teaching her jiu-jitsu while they were married. What else I'm going to say? What else do you say after that? Which is a true story, by the way, according to TMZ.
Gisele Bündchen, who, I'm trying to think, there is definitely a funny way to say it.
I don't know. Was married to celebrity, a coastal. I don't know who has more cachet in the world, her, right?
Her.
Yeah, she does. Probably more cachet. She does.
I think she's richer, but Brady probably has more cachet, though. Right?
On Earth? On Earth?
Who's a bigger
celebrity on Earth, him or her? Do people know this guy outside of our four borders or three borders, however many borders we have or don't have?
I think so. He cuts through football, Patriots. People care internationally.
So people know Tom Brady in London like they know Ronaldo here?
I would think so, yes.
Do people know Ronaldo here like that?
Yes, him and Messi have cut through.
How many grandma? Look, I use the grandma factor. Okay.
Okay.
How many grandma? Forget middle aged men, young men, old men. How many grandmas in America know Ronaldo?
I would say if you took a poll,
two out of ten grandmas,
40%. And I think that's fit. Like, I think if you're Ronaldo, you take that. 40% of grandmas know you. That's pretty good.
40% of, oh, okay, 4 out of 10.
Four out of ten. I think it's a pretty good ratio.
Okay.
Well, what about Giselle? Bad. If you ask those same grandmas, do you know Giselle? What do you think they say?
Grandmas don't know Giselle. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, people.
What about Tom Brady?
And overseas
grandmas, like, overseas grandmas.
I don't think they know Tom Brady. Why would they?
Grandma in London, you don't think she knows Tom Brady?
See, people all over the world pocketed around here, even here in America, know football, like soccer, right? Do people know that in overseas like that? I don't think. And forget the UK, all right? That's too close to America. I don't know. Let's go to...
Spain?
No.
Australia?
Forget Europe. Let's go to one of
China?
The Asian countries. India. I don't know Tom Brady. I don't care about him.
Do they know Ronaldo?
Oh, hell yeah. Of course. 10 out of 10.
Everybody in India knows about
yes.
Ronaldo. And you think
yes.
nobody knows about Tom Brady?
Two out of 10.
What about Giselle? And more people know Giselle in India than Tom?
I don't know. She's a model. We don't even know what she sounds like.
I was going to say, that's the thing. Like, maybe it's just me because I'm not into the modeling scene. But like,
who is?
But she makes more money, so obviously a lot of people are. Like, she's getting paid a lot of money to model, so clearly there's an interest for it. But
I guess for a model, you want the model to be seen and not heard.
I guess, but right? That's just why I don't know. Like,
I don't know what a model sounds like. I know what Tyra Banks sounds like. Do you know what another model sounds like? Come on.
Nope, I couldn't even tell you what Tyra Banks sounds like.
She had a whole talk show, man. Like, I don't even know how many years had a talk show.
Yeah, and you watched it?
I did.
Okay, good for you. Yeah. You're a better man than I am.
Yeah, I watched Tyra. It's like 15, 20 years ago, man. Come on. Of course I did.
Hey, I'm just saying. I know she had a show. Couldn't tell you to watch 1 second of it, but she had a show.
Yeah, she had a talk show. I don't know none of these. The only time I heard Giselle Bündchen speak, she was talking about how her husband can't throw and catch the ball at the same time. He was taking a dump on, what's that short receiver? Was it Wes? Was that Wes Welker? Was that who it was?
I forget how long ago it was. But you may be right. Maybe it was Wes Welker, and that's why he kind of was on his way out of New England. By that point, she kind of put maybe the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah, what a way, right? But anyway, she is, whatever the hell she's doing, she's having another kid. Good for her. And Tom Brady, well, hey, they're divorced, right? Life is weird. Anyway, we don't know what she sounds like, but we know what this next guy sounds like. And he doesn't want any attention, surprisingly. This man's name is Deion Sanders. Oh, we know what he sounds like. We do. Colorado is now 6-2. Just beat Cincinnati. They're finally ranked again. Number 25 on the top 25 AP poll. 23, excuse me, on the top 25. And Colorado is back. They're going to go to a bowl game. Deion Sanders helped turn this place around again. And he's just like, nobody's showing us no love now. Y'all showed up early last season, but now y'all want to show us no love? None. Wow. Deion Sanders, he was chatted up with the media on Saturday. And he says, you know what? Don't rank us. We appreciate not being appreciated.
We go one game at a time. We don't even want to be ranked. Don't rank us, please. We don't like that. We rather be in the back in the dark, you know, just chilling in the cut. We good. We cool. We straight. All right? So don't rank. Don't feel pressure to rank. We good. We're good. I promise you, everybody. We are straight. We're good. So we're not thinking about that.
Okay. Hickey, you never know with this guy. You never know. I don't even know. What do you say to that? They're going to end up in a bowl game. And now he's, as he should be, he's pushing a Heisman for both Travis, who's pushing a Heisman for himself. He's pushing a Heisman for his son. He's saying that the reason why they're not getting the attention is because of him. And just like, man, just go play the football, right? Why we got to halfway complain about things, right? He's like vaguely complaining. Passive aggressive.
Very passive aggressive, which why not just go all in and just say, look, we're underrated and that's on you, or here we are proving you wrong again, whatever it may be. It's an interesting approach, but look, to his credit, he's winning. Colorado's more competitive than I imagined, honestly, in year number two. So good for him. He deserves it.
Yeah, good. Yeah, sure. Good for him. Let's see if he, I guess he's going to stick around next year now that he's had some success, right? Stick around and feel pain for 1 year. Does he jump ship before the ship sinks?
With how much success he's having, maybe it makes it a little easier to recruit. But still, I mean, he's going to lose a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And
quarterback, top defender, and offensive player, both of them.
Yeah, right. You're really losing three players in one, yeah, if you think about it. And how you go about replacing them is almost impossible. With no recruits coming in, it's still going to be a bad roster. I wonder.
If Deion's going to quit. Something will happen. Something is going to text him in the middle of the night, and somebody's going to tap him on the shoulder and tell him it's time to move on. And everybody will be like, all right, this is what we expected anyway. We'll see.
You think he gets hired somewhere else?
Does he want to? Like, think about this. This whole time, his entire coaching career, and I could be wrong, he's been coaching his kids, right? I mean, from the high school level to the college level, over to Jackson State, now over to Colorado, he's been coaching his kids. Has he coached anybody that doesn't bear the name Sanders?
So does that mean he'll be coaching the Carolina Panthers next year?
No, I don't think that man want that stress.
No? What about the... Who else could draft Shadur? The Patriots?
I'm not specifically referring to the Panthers, who stink. Congratulations to Bryce Young for showing up and losing yesterday. At least I think he only got sacked twice and losing to the Broncos, so good on him. Now, I'm just saying the NFL in general. If I'm Deion Sanders, what do I want the trouble for?
I mean, you're not wrong, yeah. I mean, I agree with that. And even Hickey, college football, too, is a lot of trouble.
Hickey, we just talked. Let's go through this again. We talked about a Dallas Cowboys cornerback who right after the game, like it couldn't have even been 5 minutes, this guy is yelling at a reporter about a tweet after the game. We had an NFL quarterback who decided that he was too tired and needed a blow on the sidelines. He wasn't hurt. He was just tired. We had a defender, a guy who plays Deion Sanders' position, who at the end of the game, on a Hail Mary attempt, instead of paying attention to what's going on the field, he's deciding to taunt the fans and ends up contributing to the game-losing play. Now, if you're Deion Sanders and you watch that and you're one of the greatest defenders of all time, and sure, people will say Deion didn't tackle, didn't do this, for all that. You're one of the greatest defenders of all time. Who wants to babysit? What did I name? Four different scenarios yesterday? Four?
Yeah, and equally brutal.
Nobody wants to do that. Like, if you're going to be a quarterback and you're going to sit out, at least, I don't have something wrong. I don't know. It's like, speaking of college, Hickey, what's wrong with Drew Allar? What's up with your QB? Is he going to play or what?
I'm not sure. I don't know. It's not great that he did not finish the game, because, like, that's a big enough game. You're trailing on the road at halftime. If he's, like, they didn't hold him out precautionary, right? Because he would have played in that situation where you're losing on the road. You're not going to play with fire with your backup quarterback. I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned about his status.
He's a game time decision against Ohio State. Ohio State, based on how they've played, and we'll have this conversation with Tim May next hour. Lost to Oregon. Barely beat Nebraska. You would think that they're ripe for the picking right now. But not with Drew Allar. Basically, a game time. It's going to take us all the way up until Saturday to see whether or not he's ready to roll. Listen to head coach James Franklin. This is him earlier today. He says, yeah, we don't know what's going on today or tomorrow or Thursday or Friday. We got to wait until Saturday.
He's played enough football for us that timeline will go all the way up to the game, really. I do think from a practice perspective, we're going to have to, no matter where we're at on Tuesday, we're going to have to get both of those guys reps Tuesday and Wednesday. But it's just, it's too early to tell at this point. But he's played enough football that I think that decision will go all the way up to game time.
Okay, all right. Hickey, I'd be worried, man. I'd be worried. This was your shot. This was your chance. I think I'm not confident in them to win the championship anyway, but I'm saying this would have been a great opportunity, and I was gone.
Now, not to say you're giving them no chance.
To do what? Win a national title?
No, to beat Ohio State this week.
Oh, no, no. I mean, with the way Ohio State has played, yes, they get a chance. I'm talking about to win a championship. What are they, ranked number three right now?
They're three in the country.
And so if Ohio State beats them, what do you think? Do you think they're going to sit around at three?
No, they'll drop a little bit. I don't know, six, seven, eight, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, yeah. Ohio State is right behind them at four, and so they jump them. Yeah. Par for the course. You know what? We'll have a chat next hour with Tim May about this. Dive a little deeper into the Ohio State Buckeyes. There's some other teams I want to talk about as well. People are real high on Miami, and I'm just like, for what? Who are they out there beating? I see what Cam Ward is doing. You know what? We're going to take a break. And speaking of Miami, we'll get to Cam Ward and more of the Hurricanes and what have you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's dive into another guy. There's another quarterback who plays in Miami who just returned. His name is Tua Tagovailoa. And then we had another guy who returned as a starter, Jameis Winston. And boy, how inspirational was he? We'll talk about it. This is the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Man, we've done a lot of talk about these quarterbacks. A lot of them. College quarterbacks, pro quarterbacks. It's crazy what the transition looks like right now. You got Caleb Williams, even though that offense is kind of stalling right now for the Chicago Bears. You saw the game end in a Hail Mary. Jaden Daniels coming through. We got veteran QBs, young veteran QBs who are even back in action. We'll get to Tua Tagovailoa and Jameis Winston in a second. One ended up with a win. One ended up with a loss. We'll get there. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dave is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
Hi, how you doing?
I am amazing. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Yes?
I was going to bring up the Hail Mary by Daniels.
Well, do it. You're live on the radio. Go for it. Make it exciting for us.
And that goofball that was taunting the fans?
Yeah,
you got to go back to the it comes all down to coaching. They screwed it up as soon as they put the players on the field. They didn't have the right personnel in there.
Okay. And what right personnel as what? What did you want to put back there?
When Rodgers was with the Packers.
Yeah, okay.
They always brought in a tight end. He was part of the group that was back there trying to deflect the pass. Tallest tight end there, which was Komet, he would have caught it.
Okay. So you think, and we all can be armchair quarterbacks. We don't know that, Dave. Find that to be more of a problem than a player not just doing his job?
Well.
No, I'm saying at minimum, like every player out there, it doesn't matter if you put out a tight end or the fattest defensive lineman. At the end of the day, you would think at a minimum your football players would just pay attention, right? Isn't that a minimum?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, then bad enough, he's the one that tipped the receiver.
Yes, I know. We talked about it.
I bet you caught hell today, huh?
Yeah, we talked about it and played it, Dave. Yes, thank you. He did. His coach couldn't stand him. His coach called him out for it. He apologized for it. I'm sure he caught all types of hell. I'm sure it wasn't fun walking through the facility today, being that he was the guy who he was the ass. Nobody's looking at Caleb Williams and the offense who stalled. A matter of fact, let's listen to Caleb Williams, because Caleb Williams says losing like that, it stinks.
Give them kudos. Obviously, it's a heart-wrenching play to have. We practice it. Trust me, we practice it. And, you know, Sometimes things just don't go your way. It's tough when it's something like that.
Hickey, was he having like a Butterfinger? What's he doing?
Mint. Maybe it was a mint to try to wash away the sour taste in his mouth after watching you battle for three quarters, get your brains beat in, lead your team down to two scoring drives, for whatever reason, have your offensive coordinator call a play in which you hand the ball off to a backup offensive lineman, the one-yard line. You haven't had any offensive success all damn day. And you go back down the field, lead him to another score to go ahead, take the lead, and you think the game's over, 22 seconds left. And obviously, we know you can't knock the ball down. Maybe the mint was there just to wipe that sour taste out of his mouth.
Okay. All right. Possible. Possible. It's quite possible. I don't know if it's going to go away.
No, it will not.
So if the mint is not helping him, Tua Tagovailoa has been gone with, we know why he's been gone. Another concussion. He came back and he lost. He should have just sat out the rest of the year. Hickey, did Tua get tired yesterday, or is that just Anthony Richardson?
Just Anthony Richardson.
Okay. Tua Tagovailoa came back and played against the Cardinals, who are just the most... They just do whatever. They're just back and forth, up and down. They're just playing street ball. They came back to beat the Dolphins yesterday, 28-27. Another game-winning field goal. Arizona is just a funny football team. Ultimately, Tua Tagovailoa, in his return, had 234 yards passing, completed 28 of 38 passes. And it looked like he missed a beat. It would have been nice to come back and, win a game. It did not happen. And Tua, you've been gone for a minute, man. Week 2 to week 8, it's been a while. How you feeling? You feel different?
I've been preparing for 5 weeks as if I were to play while I was on IR. So, that's what it was. So it felt normal coming out there.
Okay. Everybody's favorite nerdy high school, I was going to say professor, but probably not, student coaching an NFL team. Mike McDaniel, he said Tua looked good when he threw the ball, and it was very good, and we lost, but we have to do better next time.
I think the biggest thing was, that he knew his teammates were going to give him a chance to play a pretty clean game. He had a good amount of clean pockets, and then when he didn't, he was decisive and kept himself out of harm's way. And I think that's big for our team as we try to get through this rut.
Hickey, I've been doing this too long. I know what everybody sounds like.
That was really good. And what's also impressive is you can get kind of both sides of it. You can get what's the Celtics coach? I'm blanking.
Oh my God, the one that said we're all going to die soon.
Yes, and speaks very fast like this, and very matter of fact and blunt.
What's that guy's name? He's so memorable, we don't even remember his name.
You could get his cadence and how fast it goes. Then on the other side, you could slow it down and fit some ums and ahs, and I don't know.
I bet you that best friends get on a phone call together. Joe Mazzulla.
Thank you. Holy cow. Yeah, total Joe, brain fart.
Who cares? We don't need to worry about them in June anyway, right? Hey, Celtics season. Is one of the two guys, Brown or was Tatum, going to win MVP? When does Porzingis come back? When does Porzingis get hurt? When does Joe Mazzulla say something funny? And are they in the championship in June? That is the Boston Celtics season in a nutshell. Right? Am I right or wrong?
No, you're very right. And I'm sure maybe they'll have like one lull in February. They lose like four games in a row, probably to two or three teams they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Then the question is, is that one and done? Are they not going to repeat? Is this team truly serious?
Not ask Joe Mazzulla. Better not ask him. Guys, it's only four losses in a row. We play 82 games in a season. This is not how we do this. It's not. I could just hear him now going off on a rant. We're all going to die tomorrow. We'll be perfectly fine. Life is too short. We got to find. This is a journey, not a path. He's just going to say stuff. He is a psycho coach, man. He's a psycho guy. One day he's going to, how PJ Carlissimo got choked by Sprewell? He's going to put one of them MMA chokes on one of the players one day by mistake. He's just, hey, Joe, you got that look in your eyes, man. Just take it easy. Take it easy. Speaking of look in your eyes, oh, my goodness, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Jameis Winston. Tua Tagovailoa came back and he lost. Jameis Winston has the Browns thinking that they're going to turn things around. Jameis, we'll get into him on the other side of the break. Hey, we got the World Series getting ready to have the first pitch in another 30 minutes or so. We'll talk about Aaron Judge and all of this good stuff with him, or not good stuff. And Ohtani is back. I guess that shoulder's feeling fine. I feel fine, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What is Eminem? Eminem was in the news last week. And then Jameis Winston is reciting Eminem? We'll get to that in a minute. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We just talked about the return of Tua Tagovailoa in the last break. Unfortunately for him, he comes back with the Dolphins and they lose. Meanwhile, Jameis Winston is back because, well, Deshaun Watson blew out his Achilles. Jameis Winston makes a return, and Jameis Winston, he wins. And he didn't just win against anybody. He won against a Super Bowl contender right here. The Browns beat the Ravens 29-24. The Ravens fall to 5-3. I think they'll be okay. They had a season low, only 124 yards rushing. Derrick Henry, only 73 yards. Lamar Jackson, only 46. Jameis Winston ends up throwing 3 touchdowns. He was very religious. He talked about his faith before the game got started. Jameis Winston went out there and threw for 3 touchdowns. This is a good and bad about Jameis. Because he could do what he did last night or yesterday afternoon, and then it'll be another game where he throws 3 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, and you just want to pull your hair out. So the Browns, they picked up another victory. They got the Chargers next. I don't know if they're going to beat the Chargers. The Chargers, they took care of the Saints yesterday. Another terrible team with no quarterback right now. Spencer Rattler running around out there. Chargers knocked them off 26-8. But you take a look at Jameis. Afterwards, when it was all said and done, after the game, they spoke to Jameis Winston on CBS, and he's reciting Eminem lyrics? What?
There's a white boy from Detroit that I really admire named Eminem. He said, "You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity lasts once in a lifetime." And I know I got a quote, you know, Eminem, he's from Detroit, he's right up the road, but man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that the Lord provided me with this opportunity. I'm grateful for my teammates, my coaches, and these amazing fans.
Hickey, when he retires, what is he doing? Is he writing a book? Is he going to become a pastor? Is he writing? What is he doing?
I think he'd be a great children's book author.
Children's book author. He won't have a podcast?
Oh, I hope so. He's one of the few I'd actually listen to. He's funny.
He is. He opened before the game. He was just everything about his faith. And then after the game, he's just like Eminem. And I don't think he's acting. I think he knows and he's intentional, but I don't think this guy's acting. He's just being himself.
He's definitely not trying. Like, that's who he is. It's not an act. He's not leaning into it. It seems like genuine. I don't think he's trying to be funny either. I think that's just how it comes across and how he is. Like, he's just unintentionally funny, which makes him funnier.
I'll tell you what is funny. One of the Browns, I don't know who it was, they were walking off the field and it was just like, "Oh, we turning the season around now." And I had to say to myself, yeah, I said, wait a minute. I had to go look at the standings. I said, no, that doesn't sound right. And I said, yeah, they're 2-6. Where is the season turning? To what? You know, I wish Jameis nothing but the best. I hope he ends up with a starting job. Hickey, you know what's going to happen? No, it's not going to happen. It is too funny. I'm going to say Jameis Winston's going to end up. He's going to be the starting quarterback for one of these bum teams next year. It won't be the Browns. He's going to start for like the Jets or something like that.
Oh, man. That would be fun. Him and the New York media.
Oh,
sign me up.
that you could already put that music. What is that music? The Larry David music. You know what I'm talking about?
Bum 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 ba da 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 da.
Yeah. You could string that song together for like 40. You could string it together for probably 3 minutes and just play his sound bites over it, because he is a piece of work, man.
Did you hear his pregame speech, not to CBS, but to his teammates?
You know what? That's funny you ask that. I was listening to it, and then I'm not listening to the rest of it. What was he saying?
He's like, you play for the decal on your helmet.
That's right.
I know I don't have a decal, but you know what I mean? It's like he's trying to inspire the guys.
Yeah, he's...
He's catching himself up. Well, I guess I don't have decal, so...
He's a mess, man. He's a mess. That guy's a mess. And so I don't know. I told you there was something in the NFL waters yesterday. We had Kirk Cousins as the Falcons. Thank you so much. The Falcons are now 5-3. They beat an injured Tampa Bay team. Did you hear Kirk Cousins rapping before the game yesterday? So does Kirk Cousins know the things that he's saying?
I'm still not sure, honestly, if he knows what he's saying or like knows what it means exactly.
Walk
he says
into
a lot of stuff.
Walk into the trap and take their trap. Does he know what he's saying?
I don't know. No cap. Like, I'm still not sold if he knows. We have the full clip if you want to hear it.
Oh my God. Yeah, let's play it. I'll explain what he's saying.
We fight with respect.
We fight first.
We fight no cap.
We fight no cap.
We walk in the trap. We go in your trap.
We walk in the trap. They go in your trap.
Hey, look, whatever gets the guys going, walk into the trap, take over. That's from Bankroll Fresh. God rest his soul. He was a musician here in Georgia. And what that refers to, and yet Kirk's point is, yeah, let's go on the road and take over your house. Let's get the victory in Tampa Bay. Now, what that means, what the lyrics actually meant, walk into your stash house and take your stuff, whatever you have in there, whatever stuff, whatever things you have of value. Hickey, I haven't seen him. I haven't been to a concert in weeks. It's been a couple of months. Those aren't necessarily the concerts I want to go to. Kirk Cousins, they're going to have this man at one of these concerts soon, Hickey. He's going to be outside.
And you know what? I buy it. I think the Atlantic culture has made him a better quarterback.
Well, he was wearing all them chains in Minnesota already, right?
And what happened in the big games? Same thing.
Uh-oh.
Could not come through. Damn. Could not win them. But now you're seeing in Atlanta early on, new Kirk. He's rapping to music that he usually, I'm sure, has never listened to his entire life. Reciting lines. I'm still not sold that he knows what he's saying. And now he's, winning some big games. That's a big win yesterday.
I don't want to go as far. I want to say he has more likability to him than Matt Ryan. And Matt Ryan was here forever.
You mean by the fans?
I'm saying, like, in popularity, and sure, Kirk Cousins hasn't lost yet. He hasn't been a loser. You know, fans haven't been sick of him. But the fans, they appreciate him. They do. They appreciate him.
Wow. I mean, after week one, obviously, with that loss to Pittsburgh, things were like, oh, let's get panics in here, going on the road Monday night against Falcons or the Eagles.
They're saying he's washed, he can't move, he stinks, he sucks. Everything they were saying about the guy. But everybody, he is a darling right now.
You're saying his likability is right now higher than Matt Ryan? That's crazy. Wow.
People didn't appreciate Matt Ryan here. He wasn't appreciated.
Really?
And at the end, come on. He wanted out because they tried to get the massage man in here. people did not really appreciate Matt Ryan. They didn't. Because it's like you don't know what you got until it's gone. And so when you got a guy coming out of Boston College who was here for, 13 years, just balled out his leaderboard and the records and this and that, borderline Hall of Famer. And he wouldn't even be Matt Ryan wouldn't be a borderline Hall of Famer if he just won that Super Bowl. He'd be in the Hall of Fame. He'd have a Super Bowl ring, probably a Super Bowl ring MVP. He has an MVP for the season. He'd be in the Hall of Fame. And it doesn't matter if you don't win. Longevity counts, but there was a point in time where it's just like, the NFL is changing. Matt Ryan is washed. Why do we still have him here? We need something else. So Kirk Cousins, he has a vibe about him. People appreciate it. He is the most popular athlete in the city today, this minute, Hickey. Kirk Cousins.
I'm trying to think who else.
No.
And there's really no, I mean, there's no one on the Hawks.
No. I'm glad you know it.
Brave season's over. And does Georgia, does Kirby Smart count after that win over Texas a few weeks ago?
I think that's different. That's the whole state rallies behind the Bulldogs, you know.
But right now in Atlanta, Kirk is like the player, the king right now.
Athlete, yes. Absolutely.
Good for him.
Yeah, King Kirk. They call him Kirko now. He's Kirko. Kirko Cousins, whatever. I don't know. Wild stuff. Hey, good for him. Congratulations. Let's see what these Falcons do at the end of the year. Probably play no defense and lose an important game. I expect it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of losing big games, the New York Yankees, they sure know how to do it. They're getting ready for the first pitch in a matter of minutes in the Bronx, New York. Shohei Ohtani expected to play in the lineup with that separated shoulder that they popped back in. Aaron Judge hoping to pop his brain back into his skull and get it together. We're going to talk about this. Game 3 of the World Series. The Yankees better get it together. Otherwise, the Dodgers are going to win it all. We'll talk about it. The JR Sport Brief Show on Infinity Sports Network.